Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broadwasted Podcast, where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and our show today is Pretty Rotten, or something like that. So unchaplain your lips and get ready to be very popular, because today, anything goes.
I quit.
Damn.
That was good.
But first, per usual, we have our favorite Who's from Whoville, including Kevin, get your head in the game, Jaeger.
I just got remixed. Jaeger. Everybody.
Yeah, you just got auto-tuned.
Remixed.
Kimberly Cooper, our game master and official babysitter for the hour.
Stay safe.
Stay safe. Is that your, like...
That's her hashtag of life.
Yeah.
Stay safe.
Stay safe. That's
our
after-school brand. It's my job.
Yeah. And that voice you're hearing with us today is someone who you've surely seen before, as her Broadway credits include Chaplin, Hairspray, Pal Joey, The Sound of Music, Anything Goes, Glinda on the national tour of Wicked, and she'll be back in Something Rotten on July 18th. Let's give a huge and big and ginormous Broadway to welcome to new friend of the show.
New friend of the show.
Friend of the show. Haley Patchoun.
Hi, gang.
Hey! Welcome, Haley.
I'm so honored to be here. I'm living out my... I've always wanted to be a radio DJ, and I'm, like, wearing the headphones and the microphone, so I'm living my life.
And, folks, she looks like a million bucks. Yeah. We have to get that out there
I'm in a T-shirt and jeans. Kevin's actually not wearing anything.
It's a different kind of show today, yeah. Folks.
He's wearing a great hat.
I am. I'm wearing my Florida State hat representing.
Yep. Great.
Just business casual over here.
Over there. But she's showing us up, and that's fine. In the photo you'll see on Instagram, you'll be like, who are these jokers? And who is that lovely person?
That beautiful woman took a picture with the crew. It's what everyone's going to think.
Where'd that beautiful woman find those homeless people?
I just came from an event, so give me a little bit of slack.
I will. We will. You can follow. We'll allow it.
We'll allow it.
You can follow her on Twitter at HeyPod22. That is HAYPOD22. Instagram at Haley with two Y's, underscore her last name, PODSCHUN. And then actually check out her super cool website at HaleyPatchoun.com.
Yeah.
But I hear you're fangirling out a little bit right now.
I'm freaking out. I've listened to your first two episodes.
Right.
And I think it's super genius and fun and just like, I don't know, just like what we all do in our living room, but we can all listen to it. And
genius is confused for alcoholism quite a bit.
One and the same.
Yeah. We're going to play a little game with you to start off everything.
I can't
wait.
Because
we play games on this podcast.
I love a game night.
Because you're a fangirl, do you know what the first game always is?
Is it the name, the word, and like you pick your word?
Yeah, word association.
Word association.
You're making our job so much easier. You're also taking away Kimberly's job.
The first game was word association.
Kimberly, you're beautiful.
Oh, wait. I'm so sorry. What are we drinking?
What are we drinking?
Oh, what are we drinking?
Woo! Yeah.
Yes. I love it. Kevin, what are you drinking?
I am drinking some Stella Artois cider.
I am drinking Rebel IPA, Sam Adams.
I'm drinking Stella Artois. I believe it's Cidre.
Cidre.
Cidre. And Haley?
I'm drinking a simple Prosecco. I love a bubble.
That's great. Cheers.
Thank you.
Cheers.
And wait, can we just... Haley, what are you drinking it out of?
Okay, so I've listened to your first two podcasts, and I know that you guys drink out of tumblers, show tumblers specifically. So I want to drink my favorite show tumbler, which is what I drink when I'm on the subway if I'm going to an event, which is so classy. I don't have a flask.
Yeah.
I have a show tumbler.
Yeah. Right.
So my show tumbler... The only one that is appropriate is my Newsies show tumbler because it's the only one that is not see-through.
But we're going to start word association now.
I'm nervous. I'm so nervous and excited, but yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Harry Potter.
Glasses.
Oh, what house are you?
Oh, I am a Hufflepuff.
Me too.
Yeah? What are you?
A Ravenclaw.
I think I'm a Ravenclaw, too. But I've been told Gryffindor.
I've been told that as well, but I think people just are, like, saying that to be nice to me.
Yeah, that's like, oh, your show is so good. It's like, oh, you'd totally be a Gryffindor.
You'd totally be a Gryffindor. like Neville, like that kind of Gryffindor.
You grow into being a Gryffindor.
Yeah, he is hot now. Amen to that. Can we cheers to Neville being hot now?
Cheers. Hot Neville.
Cheers. Hashtag hot Neville.
All right. New York.
Frank Sinatra.
Mm. Oh.
Okay.
Pomegranate.
Juice.
Broadway.
Baby.
Oh. Because you know we're Broadway, baby. Sorry. Shenanigans.
Your show.
That's amazing.
That's what we're going for.
That's what we're going for. Yeah. And this episode is over. Well, actually, the show's over. We achieved that.
Oh, that's what we were going
last
for.
Last episode.
That was literally what we all set out to do.
Fosse.
Jazz hands.
Oh, yeah.
Well done.
What's your favorite Fosse number or show that he choreographed?
I mean, I grew up loving and obsessing over Chicago, so I'm going to say Chicago.
Great.
Yeah.
Lavender.
Oh, Matilda.
Oh, I didn't even know. Very good, great. Yeah. Did you like Matilda?
I've never seen it. I love
but the
movie.
Yes. My favorite movie till I was far too old to have it as my favorite movie.
It was just on ABC Family or what is now called
Freeform.
Freeform. Yeah. What?
I mean, I don't know. Let me check. Coffee.
Decaf.
Do you not drink coffee?
I drink decaf. I can't do caffeine.
I don't drink coffee at all.
Yes.
Or high-fiving?
High five.
Great. An omelet.
Something rotten.
What's your favorite omelet? Like if you were...
I actually don't like omelets. I don't like the texture of omelets. Okay. I like them scrambled. So whenever see an omelet, I'm like, can I get that scrambled?
Okay. Great.
That actually makes a lot of sense. Thank you.
Yeah. We're into that. A couple questions for you before we move
we're
on.
We're into scrambled eggs. Is that what you just said?
No. Not specifically scrambled eggs, but like I don't like...
I understand.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I get it.
So in addition to Broadway, the Great Wide Way... you've also been in Hail Caesar.
Yes.
You've been in Louie.
Yes.
And you were in the Hairspray movie.
I was.
On the Hairspray movie, what was the feeling in terms of being on a movie musical and like were there a lot of opinions and I guess like what was that experience like?
It was so crazy for me because I had just done a year of the tour of Hairspray playing Tammy, one of the white girls. And then I was...
You need to say that because this is a podcast.
Well, and it's all... Yes. And so one of the council kids. And then literally like a week after the tour closed, I went to Canada and did the...
For fun?
Movie.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I went to Canada and then I did the movie.
She actually stumbled on set.
We filmed in Canada for 6 months and I played Tammy once again.
That was a 6 month shoot.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was super, super long. We rehearsed for a few. Oh, get that.
Yeah,
get
girl.
That beer.
Yeah, that's him. Oh, that's Kevin opening his. What number is that, Kev?
This isn't Broad Tipsy, folks. Not Broad Tipsy.
So what was so interesting was the difference between the tour and the movie, not only choreographically, but like, you know, with the film, we would wear vintage dresses and corsets underneath our clothes and shoes that really weren't made for dancing. So we would do a few takes and then, you know, a dress would rip and they'd be like, oh, no. And you're like, right, we're wearing vintage clothing. Whereas on Broadway, it's like we're wearing clothing to dance in.
You're wearing capizios. Yeah. And
correct. Yeah. So also, like, at the end of numbers for Broadway, like, you would get immediate applause. And then on the movie set, you finish, and they're like, nicest kids in town, hoot, silence.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait.
That's very similar to our joke.
But also that's similar to, like, before Grease Live when they didn't have
the live
audience. Like, The Wiz was just like, that was the most amazing production number. Oh, I guess it was just fine.
Moving on.
Perfect example. But it was super fun and
cool.
Crazy fun.
So tell me what you couldn't stop.
The beat.
Okay, great. If there was one thing you couldn't stop, what would it be?
Well, in Canada, you were legally allowed to drink at age 19 or 20. So we were legally allowed to drink in Canada. So we could not stop the alcohol consumption. Which
you were just you were preparing for our show. I understand.
Yes,
yeah. She was pre-gaming.
Her life has been leading to this moment.
We were like children, you know, getting money. We were like, let's have a beer at, you know, 5 o'clock. And we did.
Yeah, that's what we do. We're actually we're actually recording this at 6 a.m.
before work.
Yeah. So you're actually, we could do that. I mean, we would. No.
We actually cannot do that.
Why
that's not?
Not
a good idea.
It's 6 p.m.
It's not a good idea.
Across the world.
Only you can wake up that early.
That's true.
I mean, other people can, but they just shouldn't drink at that time.
Just pour some orange juice into
this
your
is knowledge.
We're fine.
Oh,
We're fine.
It's called Mimosas and Bloody Marys.
Yeah.
So your Broadway debut was in Sound of Music.
Yeah.
And you were 7 months old.
Close enough.
How old were you?
I was 12.
That's pretty close.
Yes, quite close.
On the over-under in the course of
a lifetime? Yes, yeah. That is quite close indeed.
So you were 12. What was that like?
I was cuckoo crazy because I was aware that it was happening. So I was able to take the whole experience in, which for now, me at my age, is really cool because I feel like sometimes when I'm at work, like...
Well, you've been in a lot of shows and you've been very busy. And we're even shocked that you had time for us because you're, like, always in a Broadway show.
You're very kind.
No, that's a weird tangent. I'll probably cut that.
It's truth, though.
It's very kind.
You're a very busy lady.
Thank you. But, yeah, I don't know. I was aware, like, that I was making my Broadway debut. And I was an offstage standby. So whenever one of the girls were sick or injured or went on vacation, they were never injured. But, you know, they, like, randomly – I only went on, like, 2 or 3 times. But I remember making that entrance as Louisa my first time I went on. And I had to, like, enter through the big, you know – glass doors in the opening. And I just remember, like, stepping forward to say my name and was like, holy crud, like, I'm on Broadway right now.
Yeah.
And I remember also in, like, the scene when we're in Maria's room and, like, there's the lightning.
Yeah.
One of the girls who was playing Marta, like, forgot her lines. And because I knew everyone's lines.
You stepped up.
I full out stepped up.
Yes.
And, like, said her line.
Every 12-year-old's dream.
I was going to say, like, you saved a show on your Broadway debut?
That's
incredible.
You're a superhero.
You've been a superhero from day one.
So my cape. Well, no capes for a superhero. No,
yes, exactly.
Very dangerous.
Yes. So that was your Broadway debut, but what was the first show you saw on Broadway or your first show experience that, like, we're like, oh, I'm going to do this?
Well, my parents tell me that it was when I saw Annie at the Starlight Theater.
That's
in
Kimberly's.
Kansas City.
Is it really? Yeah, it was not at Kansas City though.
Well, you're perfect, redhead Annie.
If you didn't, if anyone out there didn't know, Kansas City, everything is up to date there.
I hate you so much.
Get out.
Sorry.
My parents told me that I, like, stood on top of the chair and was like, "I want to do that." And they were very kind and were like, sure.
Where are you from?
And then
originally?
Broadway called.
I'm almost.
Yeah.
I'm from Overland Park, Kansas.
Oh.
Yeah.
My fiance is from Overland Park,
Wait,
Kansas.
Wait, what? Yes. How have we not made this connection?
He proposed with an acorn?
No, I'm aware of that. Peter Pan, love it.
Played Peter Pan.
Wendy, live my life, flying through the wings.
What's your favorite show?
To see?
If tomorrow you could never see another musical theater show and you can choose the show that you would choose, it would be the best version of that show you could see, what would you see?
The Music Man.
Really?
I love The Music Man. I sound like Romy or Michelle from Romy
and
Michelle.
Yeah.
The Music Man. Oh, the Wells Fargo wagon is down the street.
Like, The Music Man?
No, I love the music. I love old musical theater.
A Wells Fargo museum.
I enjoy The Music Man quite a lot.
In a Wells Fargo
but
wagon.
I don't know if that would be my last show. Like my last feast.
Wait, they're talking about lady things over there. Well, Kevin and I are talking
about being in a wagon.
So the two of you are just like,
lady things include being in a wagon?
A Wells
I really
Fargo
don't
wagon.
Understand
it's
women
coming
at
down.
All.
All
right. Hashtag why I'm gay, I guess.
I think it's time for a game.
Would you like to play our first game?
Ooh, another game.
I'm really burpy today. I'm sorry, listeners.
It's because you've been drinking beer instead of whiskey. So I've been drinking. Carbonation.
I've been drinking.
This is the babysitter telling you why you need to burp.
What was that? Was that your, like, remix song?
That was on Beyonce.
Oh, right. Lemonade?
No, pre-lemonade.
Pre-lemonade.
Okay, pre-lemonade.
I don't know either. It's fine. I'm a Britney fan, so.
Great.
Awesome. So our first game that I have titled, and I think it'll become a recurring game because I think it's really fun, is called Special Skills.
Special Skills!
Special Skills!
And it is where I stalk our guests on their resume, and I look at their special skills. And I ask them to give me a few of them. The special skill I will not ask for today is fast typing.
Oh, I can't do that on microphone.
What's your word per minute?
95.
Whoa.
Wow.
But I got fired from a job because I wasn't fast enough.
Really?
Correct.
That was a 96 job.
That was a tough year.
That's crazy.
I don't know.
It was a very rough year.
Thank you. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
That's what we love here on Broadway City. Mm-hmm.
So the special skills I was most impressed by are the impressions you listed.
Yeah.
I love impressions. So I have some options for you of songs you could give us as these impressions you're so good at.
Yes.
So if you wanted to give us a little, maybe some Right Hand Man as Celine Dion.
Can I sing a Celine Dion song?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So hold up. Okay. So could you give us some Celine Dion?
Yes. Okay. Love comes to love to believe it, and that's the way it is. That's the White House.
That was amazing.
I love that you picked the song that I always thought should be a Backstreet Boys song, but she like stole it. And it was like, no, I can do a boy band song all by myself.
And she can.
And she can. Because she does that. That's the way it is. Like, I'm telling you.
Okay.
Yes.
So for your Britney Spears impression, could you give me You Can't Stop the Beat?
Yes. I want to preface this with I am a card-carrying member of a Britney Spears fan club. It is in my wallet.
Wait, for real?
No, for real. It's
obsessed.
For real. Yes. So You Can't Stop the Beat?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, crud. Okay. Ever since we first saw the light, a man and a woman like to shake it on a Saturday night. So I'm gonna shake a chair with all of my today. You can't stop the motion of the ocean of the...
Oh my God.
I was trying to hold in my laugh because it was such a good impression.
Thank you.
Can you sing Satisfied as Britney?
I don't even know if I know all the words.
I remember
just
that.
Just Satisfied. Just the word Satisfied.
I remember that night, it just might. I remember that night, it just might. But, like, everything has to be, like, sharp arm movements.
Right? It's true.
Like, and, like, like, antlers to her head.
Yeah.
You know, like, slave
oh,
for
that
you.
Is true.
I want to spend the money to go to Vegas when I know she's going to be.
No, she's getting back there.
She's getting back.
Have you seen her abs lately?
Yes.
Full force.
Because mm-hmm. abs are the sign of a performer's abilities.
For Britney, it is.
I know.
That's why you go.
She's like Samson. Samson's hair is Britney's abs.
Wait, Kimberly, is there another like step to this special skills?
There is one more special skill but Kevin has a really good impression of Mandy Patinkin.
I do.
And I was wondering if your Munchkin impression that you have on your special skill could maybe do a duet of maybe Popular? With Mandy Patinkin?
I want to hear the mayor of Munchkinville sing Popular.
Wait.
I'm ready.
Wait, I'm actually trying to think of what point of the song is a duet.
Just sing
you
together.
Would literally have to say, like, I have to go.
I have to go.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
I'd be like, look at you, Elphaba. You're beautiful.
I have to go.
And then I would say, you're welcome.
It's a weird duet.
Great. I love it.
Great.
Amazing. Brian does have one special skill that used to be on his acting resume.
What is it?
It was some sort of beatbox.
Yeah. On my resume was, I do Ken Griffey Jr. baseball N64 beatboxing.
That's very specific.
Very specific.
I was asked about that more times than not.
Okay.
Can
so
you
what
demonstrate? Because I actually don't know what it means.
So at the beginning, when you played Ken Griffey Jr. baseball on N64, the opening like of that would be like this weird beatboxing thing, and essentially I like learned how to do that. So
okay,
here goes and scene. Call me Junior.
Wait.
No.
My eyebrows
just went to the top of my scalp.
I'll be honest, I was so expecting to make fun of you, but that was so awesome because it's like,
I won't send roses.
Wait.
Did you start beatboxing Mac and Babel?
Yes, I believe you did.
So how many jobs did this book you?
Zero. I didn't work.
Well, times are changing.
Yeah, why are you drinking your microphone? Know, right?
Cheers to not working.
You know what I could get cast in?
Cheers to not working.
You know what I could get cast in? Hamilton.
Yeah.
Have you seen it, Kevin?
All right. So this is the part of the podcast where I reach out to Lin-Manuel. Hi, Lin. This is Kevin. My brother sent me an email this morning. My brother is in Chicago, and he sent me an email saying, hey, looks like I'll see Hamilton before you because they've started selling tickets for the Chicago version of Hamilton. Yeah. You can give me whatever tickets. I don't care if they're standing room. Lakrita taught me about the shift, so I'm ready to do standing room tickets. But please do not allow this torment to continue for me. Just send me one ticket. I don't even need a friend. I mean, two would be awesome. But, like,
he would not take Kimberly and I. But,
no, I am not taking Kimberly. That will literally be my crowning achievement in life, to be able to look at them and be like, I saw it!
Lily, so, have you seen it?
Let me see it.
I did see it.
Yeah? What did you think?
Standing room. I lost my poo.
Oh.
Like,
where'd it go? Did you find it?
I did not find it because it, like, turned to gold in that theater.
I hope someone found it because that sounds like a great investment.
I know. It's very nice for someone in that theater.
The Tony-winning Hamilton. The crazy upset. That's
true. This is airing after
No one saw that coming. No one even knew.
So let's turn this into, what have you seen this week?
What have you seen this week?
What have you seen this week?
So what have you... Our guests are
all always option up. They always option up. It's
no,
way to go.
I did it because your other guests have done it.
So
there's a precedent.
Before the show, before we started, I know you mentioned that you had seen The King and I before it closed.
You guys, I got a link ticks. And
me too. That's how I saw it.
Thank Oz, because like it was like... That's like the lingo you get when you're like in Wicked. Like
when you're on
tour.
You
become like Wicked lingo. It's weird.
Yeah.
But it's kind of awesome. So I got my link ticks.
But you saw Marin and Daniel Day-Kim.
Correct. I don't know if people have seen it or not, but spoiler alert, this beautiful boat comes out.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's going to attack me. So I was like, I'm going to die. So this boat comes out and all of a sudden I'm like, oh my God, this is beautiful.
Was the boat like all up in your face because you had link ticks?
All up in my face.
Yeah.
And like.
What side of the stage were you on?
Stage right. Okay. So I'm like up Marin's skirt, but I'm like,
that's where I
sat. More than me, I'm like admiring her bloomers because I love bloomers. I'm just weird. Like,
Fun fact.
They're frilly and fun.
I sleep in bloomers.
She's a bloomers girl.
I sleep in my popular bloomers.
Really?
Yeah, I sold them.
That's amazing.
Sorry, Wicked. But I saw the show and I was like, I'm watching, you know, the orchestra starting and there's this beautiful like lighting above them, like what is like looking like a trellis, a trellis,
multi-trellis. Group of trellises.
Thank you to Kevin. And all of a sudden this boat comes out and the stage expands and I'm like, oh my God, I'm in. I'm so in. And I'm just transported and I'm crying during Shall We Dance. It's just beautiful. And it transported me back to when I played a king's child, naturally, in a high school production.
Kimberly, true. You saw it, right?
King and I? Yes. Yeah. I saw, like, the third preview.
You're,
back to me seeing, like,
yeah,
second preview.
You're, like, preview girl.
But, yes, I love the boat, too, because I think we were probably sitting in the same area with the link ticks.
Holy
and the boat
cow.
Came out, and I was like, oh, it's going to hit me. No, it's okay.
Just... It was beautiful. It was everything I wanted. And
it's one thing you know Maren
Macy is a god.
Maren Macy is incredible.
We saw Kelly O'Hara.
Holy cow. Y'all, like, Maren Macy.
She's
not
so
only
good.
Has she come through all the crap with her life right now,
yeah,
but,
absolutely.
Like, she is giving you everything
what a
you
triumphant
need
return
Anna.
To the stage. That's amazing.
It's yeah. beautiful. Oh, I saw The West Side Story at Paper Mill.
Oh,
okay.
You did. Well, I grew up at Paper Mill. Like, I grew up in the community of Paper Mill.
New Jersey.
Yeah. New Jersey.
New Jersey.
What'd you think?
I had
never seen a professional production of that show.
Yeah?
If you can believe it, this white girl from Kansas has always performed America in malls and movie theaters.
Where else would you perform it? I'm confused.
Nursing homes? I don't know. Which is other places we've performed it. Yeah. Correct. So to see it with like professionals was pretty cool.
Yeah. I hear it's awesome. A really good production.
Yeah, it's great.
Paper Mill is, they're amazing.
Yeah, they're great. I've worked for them once and.
What'd you do at Paper Mill?
Peter Pan. I played Wendy. It was like a dream come true. And they're the nicest, most wonderful people.
Well, so you've been in a lot of shows. I know Rob McClure worked at Paper Mill a lot, and you were in Chaplin.
Yes.
What was that experience like? Because, you know, it got a lot of good press, but it closed pretty soon.
Like, well, thanks to the hurricane. Thanks a lot. Mm.
Oh, was that Sandy's fault?
It kind of was. A lot of the people that came to see our show were people that I feel like were kind of over the bridge, or people that truly had respect for the theater.
Oh, Kevin's got another
Open
one.
Open that, Kevin. Kevin's pouring another cocktail.
Yes, ma'am.
The people the call it drunk Kev.
Is that what you call it?
Cidre.
The cidre.
The cidre.
Two sips of your cider, since it won't all fit in the Kinky Boots cup.
Chaplin was so special because, you know, outside the stage door, it was people who, like, knew Charlie Chaplin's history and the specialty that he brought to the community of film and acting and comedy. It was just really, really cool. And for me, it was the first time to do a show that started from – I was involved with the workshop process and then to bring it to Broadway and to, like, have a costume designed on me kind of. Mm-hmm. I've done it a few other times, but it was, like, revival stuff. And this, for me, was the first time of doing a show that was written.
Was that your first originated role?
Yeah.
You know what? This is the time to play Broadway Regrets.
Broadway Regrets.
Broadway Regrets.
Broadway Regrets.
Broadway Regrets.
So Broadway Regrets is the time where we discuss what show we would have liked to have seen that we potentially could have seen on Broadway. So Kimberly, you go first.
Oh no, I go first.
Yes.
I've never seen any production of Spamalot.
Kevin, what's your Broadway Regret?
My Broadway Regret would have to be when Audra did Porgy and Bess. I really, really wished I could have seen one of her six Tony performances.
Yes. Yeah.
And that would be the one I definitely want to see.
Haley, what's your Broadway Regret?
The first thing that comes to my head is, like, In My Life with the Lemons.
Yes!
Because I don't even know what that means.
No, someone handed me a free soundtrack of it on the street in front of the music box, and I was like, okay.
I don't exactly know it in my life. It's the girl thing?
I know there were lemons.
That's all
I need to know what that was about. I missed it.
Handed like a 3-song EP on the street in front of the music box theater, and I listened to those 3 songs on repeat for like 3 weeks. But it closed, like, the day I got handed that soundtrack. Yeah.
I need to know what that show was about, and I don't have time, or I don't know how the Lincoln Center Library works.
It's so cool. Yeah,
oh, you just go.
Folks, Brian is doing the jitter dance right now.
Yeah. Brian's doing the pee-pee dance. Do you need to go?
I'm going to tell my Broadway Regret. I'm going to pee.
Okay.
And then we'll do that.
Great.
My Broadway Regret is I actually didn't see the revival of Pippin that won for Best Revival.
Neither did I.
It was very good.
With Patina Miller.
I did not see Bettina, but it was a great show.
I didn't
show.
Either, because I didn't see it.
It was amazing.
but I would have liked to have seen it. Kimberly, why don't you explain our next game?
You want to do the quiz? Great.
Let's do the quiz.
We have a quiz about flops.
Flops quiz.
So the way this quiz works, it's multiple choice. If you know the answer before the multiple choice, you just let me know, and then I'll let you try to answer instead.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome.
Who would like to start? It's in no particular order.
Kevin will start.
I'll start.
Yes.
You get the long one.
Okay.
There's always a long one.
In 1965, theatergoers had the opportunity to see Fiddler on the Roof, Funny Girl, and Hello, Dolly. But only a handful had the opportunity to see this musical about Steve Brody, the man who in the 1880s claimed to have jumped off the Brooklyn Bridge and survived. The creative team gave this man a different name, and that was the title of the show. Was it called...
Yeah, I need the choices, please.
Good luck, Kevin.
Was it called Kelly? Was it called Chaplin? No,
Or was it called Goldberg?
I'm going to go with Goldberg.
The goalie from Mighty Ducks?
It was called Kelly. They renamed this man Hop Kelly. Like he hopped off the jump off the Brooklyn Bridge.
Sure he did. He hopped off the bridge.
Hopping off, Kelly.
And just so you know, the songs from this show that only ran like two performances were called Everyone Here Loves Kelly and I'll Never Go There Anymore. So just to show you how much they knew.
Hit some way. Mm-hmm.
All right. Brian.
I'm here.
There's yet to be a successful musical adaptation of Truman Capote's work. Breakfast at Tiffany's, one of the most anticipated productions of the 1966-1967 theater season, did not even survive previews.
Yeah, that's what it gets.
Serves you right.
It starred Mary Tyler Moore and closed before it opened.
I didn't know this.
We all just made a face when you said Mary Tyler Moore. We were like,
wow.
Oh, yeah.
She's gonna.
They made her more like the book, so they made her a foul-mouthed tramp. But because she was so beloved by her show at the time, everyone was like, why is Mary Tyler Moore talking like a sailor?
Yeah.
And they didn't like it. 2009 musicalization of Breakfast at Tiffany's ran in the West End and fared somewhat better. Mm-hmm. But the Broadway run only lasted 17 previews and 38 performances and starred which HBO star? Amelia Clarke, Sarah Jessica Parker, or Allison Williams?
I'm going to go with Amelia Clarke.
It was Amelia Clarke.
It was Amelia Clarke.
And actually, one of my Broadway regrets that I did not go see it. I'm going to read the next question over that Game of Thrones. In the 1960s, Broadway saw rock musicals such as Hair and the short-lived science fiction spectacle Via Galactica.
Yeah, duh.
The musical was set 1,000 years in the future. And it had trampolines embedded in the stage floor.
Of course it did.
And they had really intense synopses in the playbills to assist the theatergoers who had no idea what was happening. Featuring country and gospel-infused music by this composer, the show closed after more than 7 performances.
Ooh. More than 7.
Oh, sorry, no. A mere 7 performances.
Oh, okay. That O and E difference is a lot.
The cider talking. Was it Galt McDermott, Andrew Lloyd Webber, or Paul Simon?
Wait, what's the show called?
Via Galactica?
Via Galactica. I'm going to say it's Andrew Lloyd Webber because he made Cats.
It was Galt McDermott who wrote Hair.
Sure.
His follow-up to Hair was Via Galactica.
You know what? Those residuals are making up for it.
Cheers to residuals.
Cheers to residuals. Kevin, you're up again.
You are.
This is the final round.
This is the final round. This show.
The second round.
Opening on a Thursday.
Okay.
And closing that Sunday.
Ooh.
Wow.
Played 5 performances at an $8 million loss.
Wow.
And earned the reputation of being the most spectacular flop to grace Broadway stage. But it has earned a cult following. Was it the Rocky Horror Show?
No.
No.
Was it Glory Days? Or was it Carrie?
I'm obviously going to say Carrie because it was the name of the book.
Yeah, it was Carrie.
Yeah.
Really? I actually would have gone with Glory Days because I thought Carrie ran longer.
No, Glory Days only Glory Day.
It ran 1 day.
I saw the 6th preview.
You're like a preview girl.
You are a preview girl.
I only see previews.
A preview girl.
Living in a New York world.
I don't know. I just made
that
up.
She takes the air one train.
Who goes next? Was it Brian?
I'm next.
You're next.
We'll work on it.
We'll get it. We'll get there.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Taboo, a musical about the 1980s performance artist, promoter, fashion designer, and London nightclub personality, Lee Bowery, that closed after 100 performances at a total financial loss. Rosie O'Donnell, after seeing a version of the musical in London, where it had a minor success, took on the role of producer and used how much of her own money to bankroll the show? Did she use $10 million, $15 million, or $4.4 million?
$4.4.
$10.
I don't know.
She used,
I would have said $15.
$10 million and lost it all.
All right, Haley, you ready? Oh, God. No, I'm not, but go for it.
So Kevin has won. I got one right.
Did I get one?
Did you?
No. I can't remember.
I got the first one right. Kevin got his second one right.
Right.
I stopped writing it down.
And so.
Oh, no, you got. Okay, so you two are tied.
We're tied. Haley, if you get this.
Haley is a loser.
We're
going
to have a tiebreaker
no,
after this.
There needs to be a tiebreaker if you get this right.
Yeah.
Okay. Civil War musicals.
I'm out.
Have a troubled history as seen by failed shows like My Darling Aida, which transplanted Verdi's Aida to the American South. And two versions of Margaret Mitchell's Gone with the Wind. Nevertheless, in 1999, really? This composer presented his take on the deadliest conflict ever to take place on U.S. soil, closing after playing 35 previews and 61 performances. Who wrote The Civil War? Was it Jason Robert Brown, Maury Yeston, or Frank Wildhorn?
I'm going to say it's Frank Wildhorn.
It is Frank Wildhorn!
Yeah! It's a triple tie! What's the tiebreaker, Kimberly?
Is it tiebreaker?
I get to keep my equity card!
Okay.
For now.
For the tiebreaker.
Yes. The tiebreaker is...
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
In the Encores production...
I'm out.
...of Merrily We Roll Along.
Yes.
Out.
Yes.
Who played the role of Charlie?
Lin-Manuel Lin. And Karen. It was Lin-Manuel and...
It was Gilly Lin-Manuel. Keenan.
Lin-Manuel Lin. Played Charlie.
He played Charlie.
Perfect.
Wait, do we tie? I said Lin.
Did she did say Lynn? Lynn first, though.
No, I did not.
But she's the
first.
Guest, so she wins!
Yay! Plus, I don't have prizes False. Today.
Cocktail.
Cocktail.
Cheers. We all won as a group. I like.
I wanted
as
you
a
to get
better.
That because you talk to Lynn every episode, and I was like, Kevin, I'll know.
I talk very personally with Lynn.
I
every
have
episode.
No idea what his character's name is, but he was great.
He was wonderful.
Yeah.
So let's merrily we roll along now.
Oh,
sorry. I think it's time for lightning show cards round.
Lightning show cards round.
So Haley, do you know this? What we're doing right now?
Wait, is this where I get like people's pictures?
Yeah.
Oh my god! And it, but
they're
wait,
trading cards.
Wait, it's like literally labeled the Lights of Broadway show card.
Yeah,
I've never seen
they're
this
real.
Really
in person. Yeah, yeah.
Kimberly, have, where can you get them?
You can get them at most theater souvenir shops in around the theater district. We get ours at Theater Circle on 44th Street.
Yeah, yeah. Squiggs draws the pictures.
Yes, I know Squiggs.
You know him,
Squiggs,
friend of the show.
Yes, his work is amazing.
Let's open those up and we'll go through them.
Yeah. If you see an actor in there, let us know a show you'd like to see them in.
Oh or just like any of your first reaction or whatever.
It's like
it may
word
be.
Association with the cards because at
so
this
excited.
Point, there's usually too many drinks
up.
Involved.
This is great. The greatest of ours.
It's
was
super hard to open.
It.
It's super hard
I
to open.
I had to the crew. I was like, these are hard to open. She's like, I got it.
No,
here,
I can't.
You
open.
Want to do it? Here, give me.
Yep. Need some scissors.
I'm really good. Scissors equals teeth.
Ew.
Oh. Oh, there they go.
You shouldn't use your teeth to open things, says
I know,
my mother.
I know. Are you ready?
I'm nervous. Yeah.
Zero Mostel.
Fiddler. I mean, I haven't seen him do it, so I want to see him do it.
Okay.
I'm going to say
that's
that.
I like
fair.
That.
Yep.
I like that.
I'm going to say that.
Did you see their revival?
Nope.
Oh, it's so good.
I've heard from your podcast that it's amazing.
I still haven't seen it, though.
Tony Award winner. Am I right? I can't believe it lost.
Please just leave both of those in.
Michael Bennett.
Chorus line.
Yeah.
Right.
I know we're not playing word association.
But what
but
would you like to
what
see?
I'm going
to
do.
If you could have Michael Bennett choreograph a musical.
Cats. The Cats revival.
Oh,
like,
whoa.
That would
actually be great.
Like, live your life and do Cats.
Hey, Kevin, what does this say?
Hamilton.
What was the moment when you saw that show that you kind of were just like, there's no going back?
The lighting and the choreography.
Yeah.
Really?
Truly, for me, it was the lighting and the choreography together where I was like, holy crap. They have put together all of the people that do the best at their work,
mm-hmm.
and they've done their best.
Yeah.
And
I'm glad we've all seen it at this table.
I know.
That's what you're saying. Well.
I will say, though,
well, except Kevin.
Peggy is not on this card.
Who?
And Peggy.
No.
And Peggy.
Savion Glover.
I mean, I saw him perform for Bringing the Noise, Bringing the Funk.
Yes.
Yeah. So I just would want to see him tap anywhere. Bring it in.
And Alex Lacamoire.
I love, I'm jealous of Alex Lacamoire's curls. I'm going to say it right now.
They're luscious.
I'm a naturally curly hair girl, and mm-hmm. I've told him that. I love your curls. I'm going to say Annie because she has curls.
Oh, what if Alex Blackmore played Annie?
Let's make it happen.
It would be so enthusiastic.
He would be great.
So, Haley, we want to thank you for having you on the show.
I'm honored to be here.
Honored?
I truly am. Thank you so much.
But you
anywhere
had,
I'm
you
invited, had, I'm honored.
But you're working on something called Carefree now?
I am. It's a new musical. Warren Carlyle, his Tony Award was through After Midnight. Mm-hmm. And he is creating this new show about honoring Fred and Ginger and their work. And it's me and Jared Grimes. We're playing Fred and Ginger. Mm-hmm. And we're kind of like...
Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers.
Yeah, Fred Astaire and
Not
Ginger
like
Rogers.
Not like Ginger, a delicious treat with sushi and Fred
Flintstone.
We are dancing in the styles of them and uh-huh. trying to honor them through what they've accomplished through their beautiful work through, you know, film.
Is that in New York or coming to New York?
We are workshopping it currently, and then who knows?
Well, aside from that, you can see Haley in Something Rotten starting July 18th.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
As an egg. A dancing egg on Broadway.
Well, follow Broadwasted on Twitter at Broadwasted.
Yeah.
And follow us on Instagram at Broadwasted.
There's a Y in wasted.
Yes.
In case you're too wasted to spell it.
If you want to follow Haley, just listen to what I said at the beginning of the podcast. So thank you so much.
You guys, thank you for having me.
As you know, we end every episode with a quote and a zutu wa bum.
I do.
So tonight's quote is, Saturday and I'm so broke, couldn't buy a nickel coke.
That is not from? A lyric. What is it from?
Wait, what is this from?
That's from The Most Happy Fella.
Okay.
That's like the question on your final. Yeah. Like, yeah. What is this from?
And as we end every episode here at Broadway, Sid, cheers and
Zootua Bob.
Thanks, Haley. We loved having you.
Thank you, Haley.
Thanks for dressing up for us.
You're welcome. It's the Met Gala.
Talk to y'all soon.
We'll see y'all next week, or we won't.
We will. I'm taking my headphones off.
We will.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.